there's a variety of initiatives that we've proposed over the course of the campaign. Some is related to college affordability. Having paid my own way through school, I understand well the challenge of making decisions on where to go to school based on how much it will cost. And tuition is important, and we're going to keep tuition costs low. But whether it's $7,000 or $10,000, it's unaffordable for the average student without financial assistance and loan opportunities. We want to boost up need-based financial aid and have a plan to do that, as well as having the state take a look at becoming a state guarantor of low-interest loans where the federal government has failed to step in. We also have to do a better job of aligning our market-based job opportunities with the curriculum of our community colleges and universities so that we're connecting people with the jobs that Maryland's economy is generating. We had 20,000 cybersecurity jobs that were very difficult to fill. There's a projected 500,000 jobs in Maryland over the next 5 years that we're going to have difficulty filling, from cybersecurity and the life sciences to health occupations from implementing the Affordable Care Act. We want to make sure that more students understand that when you come to Maryland and you get into one of these career paths, you're connected to a job when you graduate. And part of what has made Maryland a beacon for people for generations is the right mix of being a state that prides itself on environmental protections and a clean bay and beautiful natural resources, to great schools where you can raise a family and make sure that your children are getting one of the best educations in the world, to top-notch jobs that pay good living wages, and that we do have a great vibrancy and cultural arts and entertainment in our state. This is a great state to live, work, and play.